I have a question. Are you A, wanting to get people to engage with you on Instagram, but for the life of you, all you hear is crickets? Are you B, sometimes people engage with you, but they're asking these long, detailed questions that sometimes feels like a personal coaching session or a consultation? Or C, you have it all figured out on Instagram and you don't really need any insight from yours truly. If you are A or B, stick with me. I'm going to chat with you for a second. And if you're C, rock it on out, boo-boo. You can skip right over this section. So let's talk about two strategies that you can use that are relatively easy and quick that you can actually deploy today on Instagram to start growing your newsletter list. So let's go back to that quiz that we just went through. Remember A, like I can't get engagement? Let's dive in to A.
I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-million dollar business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, money, and time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today, one that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible, one that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and helps you create a life you love, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Okay, before we get going, a quick word from our sponsor, The Draw Shop. So I have a quick question for you. Do you ever tell people what you do and then they sometimes look at you a little funny, like they totally don't get it? Yeah, it happens to me too. So recently I met up with a company called The Draw Shop, and they offer a service to help you perfect your elevator pitch so people immediately understand how your business can help them. And here's the deal. Where there's clarity, there's revenue. So here's how it works. You meet with an expert copywriter to define the problem you solve, how you solve it, and the results that you provide. From there, they'll turn that into a short and creative elevator pitch just for you, and they'll create a compelling one-page visual story to help the world better understand your business. So this is really cool. And for a special limited time offer, The Draw Shop is offering Online Marketing Made Easy listeners their service for 1/3 the usual price. So almost 70% off of their service, which is valued at $1,500. Again, this will only be available for a limited time. So to get your word perfect pitch today, head to amyporterfield.com/elevator pitch. That's amyporterfield.com/elevator pitch. All right, let's get into today's episode. How would you like to double, triple, or even quadruple your email list to boost your revenue and reach and customers? I hope you're nodding your head and saying yes, yes, and yes. After all, I think any smart entrepreneur would and should want to do so. Now, here's where I see entrepreneurs really getting it wrong. They put all their effort into growing their social media following without properly using that social media following to grow their email list. Now, why would that be such a mistake? Well, here are some of the stats that I really want you to pay attention to. Number one, your return on investment with an email list is 4 times higher than any other marketing platform. In fact, the average ROI on email is 122%. For every $1 spent on email marketing, you could make between $45 to $51. Yeah, you heard me right. And you do not, and I repeat, you do not own social media followers. You do, however, own your own email list. This means that a social media platform can take your followers away from you at any point or dictate who does and does not see your content. Plus, if you do all your business on social media, you are building a business on rented land, land that can be taken away at any time. Do I have your attention? I sure hope so. Listen, I'm not saying that you should neglect social media. What I'm saying is that you should be strategic and intentional with how you're interacting with your social media fans and followers so that you can get them to want to be on your email list. Now, especially now during a time of a pandemic, so many people are turning to online businesses to fill almost all of their needs and their wants. You're in luck, my friend, because I've rallied up the very best step-by-step strategies for converting your social media followers to email list subscribers. And here's what I love most about these strategies. You can literally start implementing them today. They're that easy, that straightforward, but really powerful. Now, I wanted to make sure that I provided you with the most effective approaches, so I reached out to some experts to help me do just that. Today, you're going to learn the best ways to take your Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook followers from your social media pages to your email list. You're going to hear from Jasmine Starr, I love that girl, about Instagram, Brittany Crystal about LinkedIn, and from yours truly for Facebook. Now, something important to note is that all of these strategies do encourage that you have some sort of lead magnet, a freebie, the free content that you give away in exchange for a name and email. Simple terms, we're talking PDF, cheat sheet, checklist, guide, maybe a 20-minute free audio, maybe a 20-minute free video. You need something of value that you give away for free in exchange for name and email. Now, if you don't have a lead magnet yet, that's okay. This is a great opportunity to create something, even if it's incredibly simple. And just in case you're feeling like you have no idea where to start, don't worry. I've got you covered. Head over to episode 214. So just go to amyporterfield.com/214 to learn how to identify what lead magnet is the right one for your audience. So from this episode, you're going to walk away today with absolute certainty of what actions you want to take to start directing your social media followers to your email list so that you can start building your email list, nurturing your subscribers, and growing your business and your revenue. Can I get an amen? Are you ready to dive in? Let's go ahead and do this. First up, you're going to hear from one of my besties, Jasmine Starr. She is a business strategist. She's an amazing photographer. She's so creative. She's a brand new mom and she's bringing the heat. So she has a little quiz for you to help you identify which of her two strategies that you should start with. You are going to love this. Go ahead, take a listen.
Okay, so let's have a little quiz. I have a question. Are you A, wanting to get people to engage with you on Instagram, but for the life of you, all you hear is crickets? Are you B, sometimes people engage with you, but they're asking these long, detailed questions that sometimes feels like a personal coaching session or a consultation? Or C, you have it all figured out on Instagram and you don't really need any insight from yours truly. If you are A or B, stick with me. I'm going to chat with you for a second. And if you're C, rock it on out, boo-boo. You can skip right over this section. So before I get into the actual application of what we're talking about today, let me introduce myself. My name is Jasmine Starr. I am a photographer and business strategist from Newport Beach, California. And I am very proud to call Amy Porterfield my friend. Like, she's just not like my friend on the gram. She's like my homegirl. And let me tell you something about Mrs. Porterfield herself. She cares about you. In fact, when she reached out to me, she's like, Jasmine, I love these people. I want to take care of them. And I really want them to grow their newsletter list. To which I responded, I want to help you out. So here we are. So let's talk about two strategies that you can use that are relatively easy and quick that you can actually deploy today on Instagram to start growing your newsletter list. So let's go back to that quiz that we just went through. Remember A, like I can't get engagement, and B, sometimes people ask these long detailed questions that make you feel like you're a personal coach. Let's dive in to A. If you're not getting engagement on your Instagram, The first thing you want to do is give people easy ways to start engaging with you. In fact, you're not alone. Instagram has created tools for Instagram stories that you could put into your stories to drive engagement. Now, these are called engagement driving tools. Well, actually, I'm not sure if they're actually called engagement driving tools, but I just named it for Mark Zuckerberg. You're welcome, Marky Mark. If you open up stories and you record a photo or a video, you can then click on an icon that's a square with a little happy face. When you click on that, that'll give you options. You can put a geotag, you can put a hashtag, but you can also have engagement drivers like a poll, like a quiz, like a slider. What I want you to do in order to start driving engagement is I want you to think about two things you are uniquely qualified to talk about that gives value to your followers. So let's just say that you are a fitness professional and you know that your zone of genius is meal planning and creating workout plans. So then what I want you to do, remember, we're just trying to drive engagement right now. I want you to go to Instagram stories and I want you to scroll on over to a new feature called layout. In layout, you can select anywhere from 2 to 8 photos. So what I want you to do is choose the layout that empowers you to upload 2 photos, okay? Then what I want you to do is I want you to go and I want you to select the engagement driving tool poll. Now, if we're using this example as a fitness professional, one of your photos could be a photo of a meal planning prep day in your kitchen. And then another photo could be a photo of you working out or maybe you training somebody or maybe a client who has been training. And then in your story, when you have a photo of your meal prep and a photo of somebody exercising or you exercising, I want you to put the poll and ask a question. You would say, which one are you more interested in? And then one poll would be meal planning and the other one would be a fitness routine. Now what I want you to do is in the back of your mind, whoever answers that poll, you're going to give an answer to. To which you say, how, Jasmine? Well, if I saw your story, I would probably select, I'll say fitness routine. Like I want to work out. So I would click on that. And then what you would do is you would go to the results of the people who voted on your poll. And you would see Jasmine Starr likes fitness routine. Then what I want you to do is give the engagement that you want to get. You would select my account and you would send me a direct message and say, hey, Jasmine, I noticed that you voted on the poll and it said you wanted a fitness routine. I'd love to send you one of my most powerful workouts for free. You could sign up for it here. Boom. What you just did is drove engagement, made it easy for them to respond, and then you reached out to them and say, I'd like to give you something, and then you can give them a link to opt in. That has been the most powerful way to move somebody from a passive viewer to somebody who engages to getting somebody on your list. Now, I want you to do this for everybody who voted in the poll. Now, let's just say that I voted on meal prep. Well, good. You're going to have an opt-in for every poll option that you have. Now you say, Jasmine, I don't have very many. It's okay, boo-boo. I just need to have 2. Have 2 opt-ins that you could split test against each other and still get people on their list regardless of how they're voting. Now let's move on to quiz option B. These are people who have some engagement, right? They're getting excited, but then sometimes people are asking them for basically the Gettysburg Address of an answer, right? And you're like, I don't have, like, my business is not to be responding in Instagram DMs all day. I got you, boo. What I want you to do is I want you to sit down and write the top 5 questions that you are asked the most. You could literally do this in less than a minute. When you know the questions that you are asked the most, the next thing I need you to do would be for you to create a very simple video, guide, checklist, ebook, PDF. So your top 5 questions, you are going to have a resource for them. So now that when you have people engaging, and now when you have people asking questions, you can then answer their questions so robustly, so deeply, so genuinely that they can't help but feel so honored and excited that you took the time to respond so thoughtfully to them. So I'm going to be real. Oftentimes, people will send me a DM and they're like, Jasmine, I'm really trying to get my business off the ground. Jasmine, people aren't responding to me. How do I find my dream customer? And I can't spend 15 minutes per DM responding thoughtfully. So what I've decided to do is I got my top five questions, and the top one being, Jasmine, how do I build a brand and market it on social media? And then I created an opt-in, jasminestar.com/branding. But I did the same thing for other really popular questions. How do I find my niche? Instagram story checklist. How do I use Facebook Live? I went through, and now when somebody asks me a question, I'm like, hey, I can't respond thoughtfully on DM, but let me send you a free guide to building a brand. Let me send you a free guide on how to use Instagram stories to get discovered. Let me send you a free guide on how to discover your niche. So I have properly set up my back end for lead acquisition by way of Instagram with a strategy, not just crossing my fingers. So all quiz takers at A and B, I got your back. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. And if you would like to carry on over to Instagram, you can find me at Jasmine Starr.
See, I told you that Jasmine was bringing it. I mean, she always has the best of the best strategies. I want you to choose what's going to work best for you and run with it. Get to work. All right, next up, let's talk about LinkedIn. Now, for so long, I kind of ignored LinkedIn, not just in my personal business, but on the podcast. I talk so much about Instagram and Facebook, and many of you have written in and you've said, Amy, you are ignoring one of the best platforms to engage with your customers and really grow your email list. So I started to pay attention more and more, and you all were right. And so we've started to do more on LinkedIn in my own business, and I want to encourage you to do so. But I am definitely not a LinkedIn expert. But my friend, Brittany Crystal, well, she is. In fact, she's a personal brand and growth expert with an emphasis on brand development and content strategy. And she is the queen of LinkedIn. Now, not only is she going to debunk misled thoughts around LinkedIn, because there are a lot of them, but she's also going to explain why you want to consider using LinkedIn to drive traffic to your email list and grow your business, and strategic ways to do just that. Okay, listen in.
It is such an honor to get to share two successful strategies that I've used to grow my email list using LinkedIn. Yes, I said LinkedIn, and no, you are not going to want to skip over this part of the episode. I totally get it if you feel like it's not for you, because I felt exactly the same way. I always have to say this up front, because LinkedIn definitely still has a reputation as a corporate platform. And for most entrepreneurs, it triggers thoughts, feelings, and flashbacks of resumes, recruiters, and a life you intentionally left behind. I totally hear you. And those things do still exist on the platform, but LinkedIn has changed a lot recently, and it is currently a goldmine of attention for entrepreneurs who want to grow their lists. There's so much upside for you right now, and it doesn't take much work to capitalize on it. And this is true no matter who your ideal audience is, and especially if you don't think your business is right for LinkedIn. And I know this firsthand because my ideal consumer is not a corporate clientele or anyone who would be considered a traditional LinkedIn user. And that's the same for most of my students. But by using strategies like these, LinkedIn has become a consistent source of relevant inbound list growth. And of course, if you do happen to cater to the more stereotypical LinkedIn user, there is no question that you should be using the platform to drive traffic. So let's dive into the strategies. Number one, tap into the power of your profile. There is so much power in your LinkedIn profile. If you use it strategically, it can act as an incredible landing page for your business that drives traffic. LinkedIn is older than Facebook, which means that whether you're interested in spending time on LinkedIn or not, odds are you've created a LinkedIn profile at some point. And something you might not know about LinkedIn is that it's an incredibly powerful search engine in itself, which means it's worth it to optimize so you can be found by relevant users. But on top of that, LinkedIn also ranks incredibly highly on external search engines. If you Google the majority of people, their LinkedIn profile will almost always come up in the top three search results. And even for very public people, And even for the most public people, it still usually shows up near the top or at least on the first page of search results, which means even if you've been focusing on and working so hard and very active on every platform besides LinkedIn, if someone Googles you, you are missing a prime opportunity to be growing your list and driving traffic to your business, especially if you're a successful entrepreneur, but one of the top search results says that you're working in a job that you left 8 years ago. So the first step I would suggest you do is to make sure your profile is up to date. That includes making sure that your profile picture, your headline, and your contact links are all current and aligned with what you do today. And if you haven't been on LinkedIn in a while, they recently rolled out a new featured section on your profile where you can prominently showcase work you've done, content you've created on or off the platform, and yes, links to your free trainings, resources, or any other list building content or magnets that you might be using. Before this update, LinkedIn articles were the only type of content you could prominently feature on the profile, and the links that you could include in your about section weren't as obvious. But now with this new featured section, you can now literally put front and center any variety of posts you've created on or off the platform to highlight specifically and strategically the key content you want people to consume. This is prime location for any lead magnets that funnel to your list or any content that funnels people to lead magnets on your list. Your LinkedIn profile is basically a free extension of your website that's easy for people to find. And since it does rank so highly in search engines, it could very likely be someone's first impression of you and your business. So you really want to make sure it's optimized to drive traffic exactly where you want it. Now onto strategy number two. Let's talk about how to share links to your lead magnets for maximum reach in your LinkedIn content. And yes, there's a specific way to do this effectively. For those of you who don't know, LinkedIn over the last few years has really embraced content creation on the platform. They've added updates and new ways to create content, like introducing native video, and they have one of the most user-friendly algorithms out there. Organic reach still exists here. You do not need to pay to play. And to encourage you even more to create engaging content, LinkedIn's algorithm can serve your content to people who are not in your immediate network. This means that people who do not follow you and who are not connected to you might see your content in their feeds, which means that your lead magnet will reach a new and even larger audience. And the vast majority of LinkedIn users don't create any content. Only around 1% of monthly active users actually create, which means that there is less competition and lots of white space for you to be seen. If you create content at all around your business, you can easily create content on LinkedIn that grows your list and do it in a way that feels organic and not spammy. Do not just post a link to your lead magnet and call it a day. The best way to drive traffic to your lead magnet is to create content that ties in or relates to it, but offers value on its own. And I want you to make this easy. It does not need to be something complicated. It can be as simple as a short text-based status post. I do this myself. I create a quick value-packed post with an actionable tip, insight, or engaging question that relates to one of my lead magnets, often repurposing content I've created for other platforms. And then, this is the important part, after I post it, I put the link to the lead magnet in the comments. And for those of you who create pillar content elsewhere, you don't need to link to an obvious lead magnet. For example, I use my weekly Beyond Influential podcast to do this. I post a valuable quote or lesson or audio teaser from the episode on LinkedIn. And in the post, I say, link to the full episode in the comments, where I know they'll be heading to my website or I'll have different calls to action in the episode itself. And you can play around with this, but depending on what the post is, I will either direct people in the actual post copy to the link in the comments for more information, or sometimes I won't say anything about it in the post copy. And in the comments, I'll just say, for more tips on this, you might like, and then include the link. Ultimately, your post is about intriguing people to learn more because you delivered value. You do not want them to feel like you're clickbaiting them. And hot tip, in case you're wondering why I keep saying to put your link in the comments, it is because platforms make money by keeping people on the platform and links to your content drive people off the platform. Their algorithm is not incentivized to share your post with a larger audience if it has a link in it. And including the link in a post is a mistake I see from big names who provide great content and they are receiving way less reach than they should be. This has been tested. Sharing your link in the comments helps improve your odds of distribution. If you can get past what you think LinkedIn is, you can take advantage of what it actually is, a huge opportunity to grow your email list.
So good, right? So now you've got some Instagram strategies and some LinkedIn strategies. Both I hope that you are really excited to implement. And now it's time for Facebook. Real quick, before we continue, I want to tell you about today's sponsor. I'm going to tell you about one of my secret weapons that I've used for over 7 years and still use today, Lead Pages. Now, if you're just starting out with building your email list and selling your services online, I'm telling you right now, Lead Pages will make your life a whole lot easier. So not only can you create hassle-free opt-in pages, thank you pages, webinar replay pages, websites, and more, but their platform has built-in marketing advice and conversion tools to help you answer the question, is this working? Am I doing this right? You'll know right from the get-go. Plus, they minimize the tech confusion so you can focus on collecting leads, building your email list, selling your offer, and doing the important stuff in your business like growing and engaging your audience. So if you're getting started with your online business and you want to make sure the content you publish actually turns into clicks and customers, go to leadpages.net/OMME. So that's leadpages.net/OMME. You'll get a 14-day trial and 20% off your subscription if you decide to join. All right, let's get back to today's episode. Now, I have a few strategies that you can use whether you're just starting out or you're an extremely seasoned entrepreneur. The first strategy I want to share with you can be used in your Facebook group. If you don't have one, well, you may want to consider starting one. And I'm talking about a free Facebook group where you can build your community. Facebook groups are incredibly powerful, especially if you're just starting out and you're working on building your email list. So with that, here are a couple effective ways to convert your group members to your email list. And again, I'm talking about a free Facebook group like I have for Online Marketing Made Easy, where I invite people to come share about the episodes, what they think, what they want more of, get into conversation, really just build the podcast community. That's an example of a Facebook group I'm talking about here. So for starters, Facebook rallies up your newest members and allows you to tag them all in one post. So you'll see this on the right side of your Facebook group under the members section. So it will say something like, you have 15 new members this week. Write a post to welcome them. Well, I think actually that's a great idea. So you can select write post and then customize this post by welcoming them to the group with a free resource. So for example, you could write, welcome to our newest members. Be sure to introduce yourself below, tell us who you are and what you're all about. And as a thank you, make sure to grab your freebie all about XYZ. And then you can insert what your freebie is all about. So tell them a little bit about it and then include the link to the landing page where they can give their name and email in exchange for the freebie. Now, because you are using the feature in the member section of your Facebook group, and you're using that section to originate this post, Facebook will automatically tag all the new members. So it will tag the names and their accounts so that they will be notified of this post. So Facebook makes it really easy to do this. So it's a welcome post. Maybe once a week you do this and you always include details about your freebie. And it's your way of saying thank you for joining the group. Make sure they go grab it. Now, another really simple way to get your Facebook members on your email list is to use your cover image as a call to action to sign up for your lead magnet. So you can use a free resource like Canva to create a simple cover image. So just so you know, for a Facebook group, grab a pencil or pen and paper if you want to write this down. The image is 1640 by 920 pixels. So actually, when you go into Canva, they have a template for a Facebook group cover image. But just in case you need it, it's 1640 by 920 pixels. And so in Canva, you could literally create an image that you can include text around your freebie and tell them where to go sign up and grab it. So once you do that in Canva, you can upload your image to your Facebook group and then update the description inside of your Facebook group with an actual link to your landing page so they can click on the description of that image and go click it. But you could literally put www.amyporterfield.com/listbuilding as the text in the cover image if you want them to just go and type it in. But again, if you click on that image, a little description box will pop up and you can put a live link there as well. Go check it out. This will all start making sense when you start poking around inside of your own Facebook group. But I really love this strategy because it's simple. I do very simple things to grow my email list, and these simple things work. Now, speaking of one more simple strategy for a Facebook group, one of the things that we have recently added is that when you join one of our free Facebook groups, like the Online Marketing Made Easy Facebook group, you'll notice that when you join, you will be asked a series of questions. This is a feature for all Facebook groups where you could literally ask questions. People can answer the questions in these blank fields, and then they could submit their requests to be accepted into your group. But they have to read what you have in these questions. And if you want, they have to answer the questions as well. Then they hit submit, and then you can go review all their answers and then approve them. Well, one of the things that we are doing is we are saying, hey, do you want our freebie all about XYZ? If so, give us your email and name below. And from there, we actually can manually take that name and email and put it into our email service provider and send them a freebie. So we're asking them, do you want it? Let us know. Put it here below. And so they're giving us permission. But this is a really cool, easy way to get people that are brand new in our Facebook group to give us their email. We're going to send them a freebie. This is more manual. We have a virtual assistant that every week will take those, or every day will take those names and emails and put them into our email service provider. But it's a really cool way from right off the bat when someone comes into your Facebook group, if they want that freebie, they have the option to give you their email right away in the prompts before they actually get accepted into the group. Something you might want to think about. It's a really cool way to start building your email list right from the get-go of people brand new in your Facebook group. If you want to see how it's done and you're not part of the Online Marketing Made Easy Facebook group, then jump in there and you'll see an example of this. Okay, so moving on, this next strategy, again, we're talking Facebook, is to promote a post to drive Facebook traffic to your free resource. So for all my seasoned list builders out there, this is not going to be anything new to you, but for those just starting out, this could really be a big boost. Speaking of boost, that's what we're talking about. So I'll give you a rundown of a simple approach for utilizing this strategy. However, I suggest you check out episodes 172 and 173 to take this approach a little further and get hyper-targeted in your Facebook ads. So episodes 172, 173, I'm talking Facebook ads, and it will take this strategy even further. But here's a simple breakdown. Once you have your lead magnet and your landing page set up, head on over to Facebook and share your lead magnet in a post. Now, be very intentional about how you invite your followers to click and subscribe to receive your lead magnet. Remember that people tend to be cautious about giving out their email, so you want to use language that makes it so that they can't say no to whatever free resource that you're offering them. So make it enticing. Maybe tell a quick story or give a quick tip. And say something like, if you like this and you want more tips like this, then head on over to www, whatever it is, and grab my free resource all about XYZ. So I like to kind of lead up to it, give them a little value, and then say, if you like this, then you're going to love that kind of language. So that might be the best way to do it. And also include a great image, whether it be a picture of you or something interesting or fun. Images always grab people's attention in the news feed. So once you have created your post and you publish it, ask your friends and your family, if you don't have really an audience yet, to comment on that specific post. So make it easy for them by just sending them the direct link to that post and say, hey, can you say something nice about my freebie? I mean, come on, we're getting grassroots here. If you're just starting out, we all know we go to our friends and family to help us out in the beginning. Now, if you already have an audience, then put out the post And you could even jump on Instagram and say, hey guys, I've got a new freebie. I just posted about it on Facebook. Come on over, check it out. And you can link to it that way. The goal is you want people to leave comments about how excited they are about the lead magnet. They can't wait to check it out. Or if they've already checked it out, how great it is. So you can even encourage your audience, hey, check out the lead magnet. If you love it, I would love for you to leave a comment below encouraging others to grab it. You could let your audience know what you're looking for, but send them on over. And then these comments are going to stay there once you boost it, which is meaning you're turning it into an ad. And this is going to create more social proof and a little FOMO for those that are interested. So imagine if you see a Facebook post in your newsfeed and there are 10 comments that say, this freebie is so good, or I can't wait to get my hands on this. This is exactly what I was looking for, or this is going to be so valuable. I can't wait to dive in. I'm grabbing it now. Whatever it might be. If you have comments like that, people are like, oh, well, they all kind of love it, or they seem very excited to check it out. Maybe I'm going to go check it out. That's why you want to ask your friends and family to kind of leave some of those posts there, because they're ones that will do anything for you. They're like, sure, we'll help you out. Okay. So once you have it posted, you've got some cool comments below that will entice other people to want to sign up, then you'll see a blue button on the bottom right side of your post that says Boost Post. Click that button, select the audience, select your budget, just keep it really low in the beginning, just test it out, and then the duration of however long you want this to go. Now, I know you're saying, but Amy, how much money should I spend? It depends on how much you have. So if you've got $50, try that. If you've got $100, try that. If you've got $10, try that. Whatever you've got. I mean, the more money you can put to this, the more you can test it out. So just know like $10 isn't going to get you far, but I just want you to give this a shot. So once you posted it, you're boosting it. And once you boost it, keep tabs on it and see how it's converting. If it's not converting as well as you'd like, make some tweaks. Maybe test the image you're using or test the audience that you're putting it in front of. But let it run for a little bit to get some traction. Now, boosting a post is not the most sophisticated ad strategy I can give you. The reason I wanted to keep it simple and doable is because I want you to try new things that you've never tried before, and I want you to get your lead magnet out there. And with that, last but certainly not least, link your lead magnet to your post as much as possible. Just because you're posting often doesn't mean your entire audience will see every single post. So don't be afraid to include a call to action to your freebie in many different ways, many different times. So what I mean by that is if you're on LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook, let's say you do videos, at the end of your videos, always say something like, hey guys, if you like this and you want more tips like this, I've got a great free guide all about XYZ. Go check it out. And always have a really easy URL. Like the URL I said earlier, amyporterfield.com/listbuilding. That is a very simple URL. I will never forget it. And it goes right to my list building free webinar. I used it here as an example, but like if I'm on a Facebook Live and someone asks me, how do I get started with list building? I know instantly, amyporterfield.com/listbuilding. So think of really simple URLs, not just so that your audience can easily type them in, which is important, but so that you can always remember it. So if you don't have a simple URL for your lead magnet that you're going to talk about the most, create one. Pretty Links with WordPress is one of the ways I do that. There's a lot of ways to get simple URLs based on your website, but go figure that out. And if you have a really difficult website name, which I don't think you would, but let's say you're like, I don't want to use my website name, then you could always do a redirect. So you could literally get a domain like getamysfreebie.com. That does not exist for me. It's somebody else if it does. Getamysfreebie.com, and that could redirect to an opt-in page. There's a lot of different things you could do here. But what I want to point out is that you just need one lead magnet. You just need one lead magnet. And if it's not converting well, perfect it, change it up, change up the marketing of it, the language of it, the content if you're not hitting the mark. But I want you just to focus on one lead magnet and start getting leads every day with that. That means you should put it in your email signature. You should put it in your social media bios. You should put it anywhere and everywhere that you can that makes sense in order to get it out there. I'd love to see it on the homepage of your website. But more importantly than where you're putting the link for people to get it is you showing up and talking about it. Instagram stories, Instagram Live, Facebook Live, LinkedIn videos, wherever you want to talk about it, do so. The more you talk about it and give the link, the better. So you don't need a bunch of lead magnets to be successful. One really good one will grow your email list. So there you have it. I know I just covered quite a few strategies, and I don't expect you to do all of them at once. In fact, I don't even want you to think of it that way. Instead, I want you to choose one or two strategies that really spoke to you. You thought, you know what? I could do those. I'm kind of excited about that. I want to try that out. Choose one or two strategies and commit to getting them done right away. In fact, start one today. You could actually knock one out right away if you just commit, I'm going to do it, I'm going to get it done. And believe me, these strategies really work. A huge thank you to Jasmine and Brittany for contributing to this episode. You guys, these ladies are the best of the best. They know what they're talking about. Take their strategy seriously and take some action. Now, if you don't yet have a lead magnet, so you're like, Amy, I cannot take action. I don't have a lead magnet to give away a freebie. Remember, go back to some of my old podcast episodes, dive into getting that freebie completed because there's so much more you can do when you have a lead magnet. And if you loved this episode and you love the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, which I hope you do, please leave me a review and a 5-star rating so that we can keep bringing you the highest quality, the best of the best step-by-step approaches for growing your business with online marketing. It takes just 5 minutes and I will forever be grateful. All right, guys, I will see you same time, same place next week. Bye for now.